This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
You are now tuned into the tomb of Jehovah. Play my tunes loud enough to shake the room. What's that hold up? Heard the world is in it soon. I assume that they told you they trying to dinosaur us. So now it's time to go up. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The roof is on fire, she wet like Barbra Streisand. Police everywhere, it's like a nigga killed a white man. I just wanna find a baby mama for the night. And so don't be coming round Vince on that veteran shit. On the 911 shit, need a Mrs. Brown as Missy, I can have some fun with them slave bones, make great jumps. Don't stop, bitch, stay focused. They hated on them since days of Moses. Let my people go crazy. Them stars falling, don't chase them. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for it crash.
Attack on the right, it's on the line. Tapping fast and slipping my mind.
Baby, drop that ass for a crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for a crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for a crash. All these liberated women sitting in my lap. I'm finna catch a body like I got a gun in bed. I'm finna turn to my partner for a dash. Pull up to the pad, wipe my ass with the flag. I'm just playing, baby, this the land of the free. Where you can get a Glock and a gram for the cheap. Where you can live your dreams long as you don't look like me. Be a puppet on a string hanging from a fucking tree. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for a crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for a crash. The sky's falling, baby, drop that ass for a crash. The sky's falling, baby, falling, baby, falling.
Ascension featuring Vince Staples there. Staples. Gorillaz from their brand new album Humans.
It's here.
With a Z.
With a Z. They love their Zs.
Ooh, Gorillaz, Humans. Say another word with a Z.
Fishes. It all makes sense.
Please call your next album Fishes, Gorillaz.
Welcome to the Harriet Rose Show with Nozza.
With Nozza!
With Nozza!
You're really good at that. You should have been in Biker Grove.
Oh, yeah, that is what that is.
For those of you who remember what Biker
Grove
is.
Biker Grove, yeah!
Yeah! Ha-ha! See, you're better than me at that. Congratulations to you. Well, 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 Tom. Who have we got on today's show?
We've got a doozy. We've got Shay. We've got Louise Golby. We've got Das. We've got Red Faces going to be playing live in this studio. And we have the Hunter on the phone.
We've just seen Red Faces down there, haven't we?
Yeah, we can see him from the window. We're kind of spying on them a little bit.
Bit creepy, because we are just watching them go about their day-to-day business.
He's tuning his guitar. One of them's having a yawn.
Oh,
the other
sweet.
One looks like he's having a bit of a moan.
Don't moan. Hey,
cheer up, it's sunny.
So we're going to be chatting to a lot of people later. Plus, the Red Faces and the Hunter are coming in especially to talk about Community Festival.
The brand spanking new festival in Finsbury Park.
Whoop, whoop.
July the 1st.
Yeah.
I'm actually very, 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 very tempted. I was about to take a picture of it and send it to my friends and go, you think?
You think? Guys, shall we? Well, I certainly am. Thank you and goodbye. So, on the mode of festivals, we're going to be talking a lot about festivals in music news and reviews later. Alongside Elton John, we're going to be talking about him. We're going to be talking about Gorillaz' album Humans and amongst other things. But what are we going to be talking about first, Tom, when it comes to music news and reviews?
We're going to be talking about the last request. I was got there. I knew it was coming. Last request.
That's it.
Because, you know...
Banger, not ballad.
We've gone for, you know, we trend. We know what's trendy.
We're very trendy. We've gone for a trending topic. Hashtag kids. Hashtag know what's going on. Hashtag ready to rumble. Glastonbury.
Yes, and there's been some new announcements today.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry is amongst them, and I've chosen Katy Perry for mine. Shall I give a little sneaky peeky?
I kissed a girl, I liked it. The taste of
That is a strong choice. Very strong choice.
I've gone for a bit more of a rocky number.
He has.
Foo Fighters.
I'm so That's sorry, my right. trigger finger was a bit heavy there. What you? I meant to leave a moment for you to actually tell everyone, please.
It's Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly.
Good choice,
Tom. Bit of a classic one. Both of them are classics.
Absolute classic.
I think, yeah, they both fit the summery vibe as well.
Yeah, but I think we're ready to rumble.
Do you think Katy Perry's older stuff is better than the newer stuff?
Good question. Loved her first album, bought it, listened to it. I think that I like all of her music, but... I don't know.
The newest one is a bit.
I like the newest one. Oh. I do. It's political, but it's hidden politics.
Oh.
Also, it's just a straight up banger, so we can't deny that, can we?
Kiss the Girl, though, that was good. Hot and Cold. Oh.
Weird the way you said Kiss the Girl. Kiss the Girl, that was good.
Kiss the Girl for the first time, enjoyed it.
Kiss the Girl before, that's good. Should we play some music?
Yes, please.
Oh, if you like. This one's yours, you can introduce it if you like.
It's a new one from Blondie.
Why not?
Yeah, long time. It has been a long time, Blondie. Let's hear you.
Please, Debbie Harry, give it to us.
Down the Bowery on a crowded afternoon, tripping from the downpour of your
Beauty. Brand new one, long time.
That's bloody lovely.
It has been a long time, Blondie.
It has, it bloody has.
Too long.
Have you ever been blonde?
Yes, in the front of my hair, not the back.
Because I showed you the picture of me when I was blonde.
Yes, you can't, in Noz's driving licence photo, you can't actually see his hair because it's so blonde that it's gone pink.
Did blondes have more fun, Harriet?
I don't know, because
Did you have more fun?
I didn't, because I looked like a stupid idiot. Because I had the two front bits of my hair blonde and it just didn't look very good. Because I've got naturally grey hair. So I thought I'd match my naturally grey hair with some bleached blonde grey hair. It just didn't work.
Yeah, I did the bleach blonde with a black streak, brown streak, all the streaks.
That's very questionable.
I wasn't a pop punk band though.
As I said to you, I would have definitely fancied you in my youth. Not now though.
The cheekbones I had then, Harriet. Fucking
no, up. Your cheekbones are better now. It's just the hair that I'm interested in.
Okay.
I was interested in people that looked weird. Shout out to those weird guys.
Yeah.
I'm into you. Glastonbury. We're going to touch on that again now because we are going into
music, news, and reviews.
Very exciting. So, you've never been to Glastonbury.
I've never been. I really want to go. I will get my act together one year and buy a ticket.
Please do.
I've done the whole applying thing and just never got through to some people just get through.
You were about to say never got through to the final, weren't you? It's not X Factor, Sweet Pea.
I've auditioned for the tickets. Once they just didn't accept, you do the photos now, didn't accept my photo.
What were you doing? Was it that picture of you with the brown, with the black streak in
hair?
I was
just giving it the cheeky piece and the tongue out.
No,
I wasn't.
Suns out, guns out.
The swans were singing. But yeah, I do really want to go. It does sound amazing.
It's the best festival in the world, in my opinion.
Have you been to any international
festivals? I've never been to any other festivals. No, I have been to international festivals. I've been to one in Berlin. I've been to Benicassim. I've been to Melt Festival.
Melt Festival?
In Berlin. I've been to some other ones that I can't remember.
They sound the best.
I've never been to Coachella.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Coachella.
Where is Coachella?
In LA. Los Angeles. You're not allowed to drink in the festival. You can only drink in like these cordoned areas, and then when you leave that cordoned area you can't drink.
I think
you could probably get to drink water. I'm hoping you could you can actually just drink, have liquids, but
yeah, I imagine that's allowed.
In Glastonbury though, you can drink whatever you want.
Can you just take a can to the main stage and just have it?
Yeah.
In
Glastonbury. Yeah. You can take your own alcohol, you can do whatever you want.
That is, I like that.
Which is unusual now for festivals. But I think we're just used to London festivals where you can't obviously take your own drinking because that would be dangerous if lots of people were drinking. But back to the announcements. Katy Perry, Stormzy, The National, Clean Bandit, George Ezra, London Grammar, Biffy Clyro, Rag and Bone Man, Annie Mac, Major Lazer, Lord's a good one. I'm interested to see her. Solange, obviously. Pumped to see her.
Solange.
And loads more. So I think Glastonbury this year is going to be a whopper. So sorry to rub it in your face, Tom.
Yeah.
Don't mean to be a horrible bastard
about
it.
That's fine!
But that's just the way it is. It's the way it is. Doodaloo, doodaloo, doodaloo. Things will never be the same.
Changes, or are you doing the original?
I'm doing the changes.
Yeah, good.
I'm doing the changes. What are you doing?
I see no changes.
All I see is racist faces. Do you know the rest of the words?
Disgrace?
No, you don't. Okay, good times. Did you watch Comic Relief?
I did not.
No, see, I didn't watch it on the night because I was out to at the cinema seeing the film Get Out.
How was that?
Amazing. Everyone needs to go and see it. By the way, I forgot to tell you my story about Kanye West from Glastonbury.
Tell me.
So I had this very amazing experience where I was backstage and he was telling everyone to get out because he needed to have his zen time, and my friend just shouted at him, "Nice double tie-dye denim, Kanye." And he was like, "Are you... what?" Okay. And then that was his...
How did he react?
I don't know. I don't know if that affected his performance. Because he said afterwards that he felt like he'd messed up some bits in the performance. Mm. I don't know whether it was because of that.
Didn't he murder Bo Rap?
Pardon?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
He forgot the words, yeah.
Yeah.
He said that, though. He was like, "Oh, I was really nervous, and I never usually get nervous, but these things happen." And that comedian jumped on stage and tried to throw him off, which I thought was really unfair.
There's a whole documentary about him planning all those stunts he does.
Mm.
Interesting.
Mm.
Very, very interesting. I saw on Comic Relief, going back to that, Ed Sheeran being a bloody lovely guy.
Yeah, I've missed Ed Sheeran being a bloody lovely guy, which I need to watch because I've watched just snippets. But tell me more about him being a bloody lovely guy, please.
He just did, you know, the kind of standard thing where they go to a certain place, which is very, you know, poverty stricken, and they meet people and they get all, you know, they hear all the horrible stories and get a little bit emotional, which you do would. I'm not saying, you know,
which
you
is
would.
The, which is the reason they do that is so that people actually donate and give their money, which is the most important thing.
But then, and it didn't look, some people could be cynical and think, oh, he's just doing it because the cameras are there. But we probably wouldn't be there if the cameras weren't there because he was doing it. Yeah, well, but yeah, he didn't want to leave because he's like saw some kind of like these like scary guys around these kids, and he didn't want to, he said, we can't leave them. Why don't we just put these in the car, take them to the hotel, and I'll keep them there until we get a safe place for them to live. Don't worry about, they're like, oh, it's gonna cost, he's like, don't worry about the money. I don't want to leave them here. I think it's the best thing we can do. It's just seem like,
oh, it's making me give me tingles.
Yeah, it just seems the nicest bloody guy.
Yeah, and I did hear that they, because they had had some horrible things happen to those kids, and I heard that out of his own pocket he sorted them out.
Yeah
Put them into housing.
A kid he was talking to, and his five friends, he was like, let's just put them in the car, put them in a hotel, someone to look after them for the while until they get sorted out with the school and the placement.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love him so
much.
Why
can't everyone be Ed Sheeran?
I know. We should all just be Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Your mantra of life should be, every day I just want to be a bit more like Ed Sheeran.
What would Eddie do? Be Eddie ready.
Oh, we could do lots of catchphrases in relation to this.
We could keep doing this.
The other thing I really liked was Smack the Pony. Now, I'm a huge Smack the Pony fan, have been for the entirety of my life. So hearing that they were doing another... Did you see their sketch?
I didn't.
It's bloody lovely. I have been a fan of Smack the Pony from when I was a very youngster. And I feel like it was one of those things that didn't... It stopped for no reason.
Mm.
And I actually tweeted about it the other night when I was out. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to desperately have to watch this. And I got retweeted by someone from Smack the Pony.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not even joking. The actual real life
Pony.
Sally Phillips retweeted me.
Oh.
Do you know which one Sally Phillips is? She's the one with the blonde hair.
Okay, yeah.
Basically, I think they're some of the funniest women that have ever existed. So I was pleased with that. And then we Philomena Crunk. I think that's, yeah, Kunk. She's very funny. You should watch the sketch on her. And the Stephen Hawking sketch is hilarious, where he auditions for people to take his voice. So he's like, oh, I'm bored of my voice, so I'm going to audition actors to do my voice. So he auditions like Liam Neeson, Simon Cowell, Anna Kendrick, Gordon Ramsay. But it's hilarious. They're all taking the piss, being like, your voice is a bit shit, so I'm here to make your voice better. Liam Neeson obviously does the bit from Taken.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll find you. It's very good. I like Comic Relief.
I do like Comic Relief.
You should go and donate if you haven't already, because...
Why haven't you guys?
Well, even just a tenner. I think if you just give a five or a tenner, everyone can afford that, because that is how much one of those artisan, bloody posh coffees costs.
Do you think Red Faces have donated?
I don't know. We'll have to ask them later.
Still see them out there.
We're still looking at them. You're going to tell me a bit about Elton John's birthday.
Oh, I was. He turned 70.
What a hero he is anyway, just in general.
He is.
He's a great guy.
Were going to do him for Last Request, but we thought...
He got thwarted because Glastonbury, the kids decided that it was going to be Glastonbury, didn't they?
Which is fair enough. But he had quite a lineup at his own little festival, the Elton Festival.
I mean, come on.
He had Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Ryan Adams. It took place in LA.
Ryan Adams, not Bryan Adams, just to be clear.
Yes, no, Ryan. Ryan Adams is very good.
No, I know. I just love the idea that they've literally got exactly the same name.
And Gaga and Wonder teamed up to sing Happy Birthday. Switching the words to Happy Birthday, Elton.
Stop. Happy Birthday, Elton.
There you go.
Why didn't we do it?
Elton, next time, 71st.
Imagine, Lady Gaga and Harriet and Tom are going to sing.
They also, for the guest list, had Katy Perry, John Hamm, James Corden, yada, 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 yada.
Oh my gosh, bit of a... Again, why weren't we invited?
I don't know, he's taking
that
the piss
a bit. DJ set I'd really like to do. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Would you play any of Elton's tracks?
Or all of them. I'd just back-to-back Elton John.
Yeah.
Rocket Man, man another man in heaven.
Crocodile Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I love
that
one.
Yeah, I love
that one. I used to dance to that to my girlfriend to piss her off in the mornings.
It's pissing me off just hearing about the story, so I can imagine it was a nightmare.
You should see the dance moves.
Oh, yes.
Ranted.
And we're also quite excited about Gorilla's new album, aren't we? Humans with a Z.
We are indeed. They always have a nice array of talent on their albums.
Well, they've got a huge amount. They've got Danny Brown, Vince Staples, who we played as the first track we opened with, Pusha T, Dram, and Popcan, and amongst loads more. They've gone very hip hop on this album,
they have,
and it's a really good vibe. I was listening to it yesterday. It's probably Shock Horror with the girls in there. They might not agree, but it's one of my favourite Gorillaz albums. I think it might be my favourite Gorillaz album. That's what I'm scared to say.
Don't be scared to say it if you mean it.
Well, I don't know if I do, because it's like I like it right now, but then maybe I'll be reminded of how much I love the other one. I don't know. It's tough.
They've been around a long time when you think about it.
What would you do if Adidas asked you to put your face on their trainer?
Well, again, I'd probably be like, all right, guys, this side, not the left side.
Exactly. Would you be into it, or would you be not into it? Would you be like, that's weird because people are standing on my foot, basically?
Harry, I'd put my soul into that trainer.
Whee!
And I'd maybe say to them, can you use my tongue as actual tongue for the...
Good jobby.
Well, do you know who you might actually be able to tell you whether they're actually going to do that?
Go on.
Noel Gallagher.
Noly Gallagher.
Former Oasis guitarist has designed his version of the Garwin SPZL trainers as part of the Adidas 2017 Spring Spezial range. Not special, Spezial with a Z.
That's weird.
Everyone's just adding Zs left, right and centre.
A picture of him on the shoe's tongue is a very... I don't think he was the kind of guy that would have...
Would have liked that.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Liam.
He's a really nice guy, Noel.
Yeah, no, I like Noel. Big fan
don't
of Noel.
Don't you dare say a word about Noel.
I think he's nice.
We both do. That's nice then. But seriously, what would you do if someone asked them to put your face on a shoe? Because you know what I would do?
What would you do?
I would put my shoes on with my face on and then I'd kick you in the face. Ooh. With my face.
It's like a headbutt.
Yeah, and then we'd make a joke out of it.
Don't say it all smiling. Yeah, I'll kick you in the face.
No, I'm doing it so that we can create a pun from it, because then I've kicked you in the face with my face.
Yeah. I don't know if I
taste
like
my
it.
Face. I'd probably say something
taste
like that.
Taste my face, your mother.
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't want you to do that, probably wouldn't.
Okay, well, if we could find someone, perhaps producer Abby or Producer Nat, actually, I would say, it would go down the smoothest with.
If you could have your face on any shoe, I'd imagine maybe you'd have your face on a croc.
Okay.
The kind of person that would wear
Don't laugh. They're laughing. That's not funny, because I think we all know I'm very high fashion.
You are. Your coat is matching your shoes.
I'm a fash hun.
I never heard that. That's nice. Fash hun.
If I was to have it on a pair of shoes, what would I have it on?
Yeah.
Probably a... I don't even have these, but a Timberland, because they've got a nice big tongue, so it'd be a nice big picture of me.
Mm.
What about you? What about you, hun?
That's quite a good question. I should have thought of that when you were answering yours.
You were too busy, so excited by my own reply.
Yes, indeed. I would probably go for something like maybe a Vans shoe.
Oh, God. Just keep it simple, why don't you?
You know, on the little squares, my little face, different faces on the little, like, slip-on shoes.
Oh, you mean like a Converse? Isn't that a Converse?
No, it's not Converse.
Is the slip-on one with... it's this one where it literally slips on your foot.
Yeah, checkerboard ones.
You're so slip-on, it's unreal.
Yeah, I'm slip-on.
If you were a shoe, it would be a slip-on shoe.
It would. You slip me off at the end of the day, sling me in the corner. Oh.
But I like the idea of having your checkered face. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to do that. I think I might do that. When would that ever happen?
Nat's been kind enough to actually put a picture on our screen of you as a shoe. Yeah. Tom's shoe.
There you go. I used to wear them.
That's a skater boy shoe.
The reason I bought those...
We can tweet a picture out so everyone knows what we're talking about, maybe.
Well, it's because Dave Grohl wore those in a video. And Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, who happens to be my last request...
Head to the FUBAR Twitter page and vote for either that, Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. This is for our last request. This will be played as the last song of the day. Or you can have... I kissed a girl, but I did the taste of her cherry chapstick. Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. Go vote at FUBAR Radio on Twitter. It's the pinned tweet at the top. You can't miss it. You click either... Foo Fighters or Katy Perry?
I think this week is I don't know which way it's going to go.
I don't either, because do you know what? It depends how many rockers are listening, and it depends how many
poppers
are listening. Poppers, exactly.
Those poppers. God.
Gosh, golly, wow. Harry Styles has announced his debut solo single with a dramatic commercial. Have you seen said commercial, Tom?
I haven't seen said commercial.
Okay, it's very, 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 very dramatic. So basically, it's a lot of sort of like stirring, standing, walking.
Not a perfume advert.
It is, but it's like he walks into the light and opens the door and you don't see where he's going. And it's like, what is the song going to be? Oh, I just don't know. But apparently his solo material will blow the socks off the world. That's a quote.
Oh.
And that it's coming out April 7th.
That'll be a big pair of socks.
Well, tell you what.
Bloody...
It'll be a big pair of socks and your shoes with your face on being blown off.
Do you think he's going to go Rocky or do you think he's going to go down a similar route to old Zany Boy?
I think he's going to go like Ryan Adams.
Oh.
That's what I think.
That'd be nice. Who is the best singer in One Direction?
Could be Harry. I don't know. Who do you think?
I actually once did a video with Niall Horan. And when he was doing his new single as a kind of session and filmed him doing his single.
He's nice, isn't he?
He's bloody the nicest guy.
Hey,
I'm Niall. I was like, no, I know who you are.
Hey, I'm Niall. Oh, that was a terrifying.
At least we haven't got any Irish artists on the show today who might be offended by that. Ooh, wait, Das. What is Das? German accent. All the accents coming out.
You're really good at accents, aren't you?
I bloody am.
Bloody
ready hell.
We're going to talk about Meltdown Festival in a minute as well. Did you know about Meltdown Festival?
No.
So Meltdown Festival is being curated. It happens every year at South Bank and it's being curated by the one and only MIA.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that actually on her socials, her creating the festival. Yeah. Creating, not creating.
And she's announced some new guests, which we're going to talk about in a hot minute. But I think we should play a song first.
Let's do that. Let's play Bruno Mars. That's what I like.
Oh, and I really do like this song.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. For you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds, all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. Promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds, all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. You say you want a good time. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Talk to me,
say it.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars there. I do like that song because it makes me feel summery and excited. I didn't give Tom any warning then when the song was ending. That wasn't deliberate.
I was listening to a voice note and I was, oh God, I can't turn it off.
That wasn't deliberate. I just didn't realise either because I was so busy looking at the last request poll.
And currently, it's so many votes already and you are...
What is it? Let's have a look. I'm not sure how do you work it out? I can't even tell.
There's just two percentages there.
I can't see them. You voted already?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 57 to me, 43. But it's early doors.
It's still very early doors. A lot of things can change.
Get your votes in at FUBAR Radio Twitter page, please. It's either... Good one. So, I was talking to you a bit a minute ago about Meltdown Festival, which has been curated by MIA this year, which is so exciting because she's really cool. I've had her on my show, don't you?
I know. You're bezies.
I don't know if I talk about it a lot, but it was one of the best days of my life. So, you know. Young Fathers, who are one of the... I went to see them at Glastonbury the same year as Kanye West, actually. They blew my tits off. They were incredible. Oof. Yeah, literally.
That was a mess.
No, they're amazing. Also, they got Ai Weng, Dexter Dapps, Young Lean, Crystal Castles, producer Nat's favourite band in the whole world, Crystal Castles. So she's very excited to get down there. Young MA and so many more. Basically, we all know if MIA is curating it, it's going to bring its A game.
Is MIA going to play it as well?
I don't think that's really how it works. She probably will pop on stage, but I think when because she's curating it, she's sort of more bringing the vibe of who's playing and what the vibe will be on the day. But she probably will pop on stage, I'd guess so.
Says maybe on the...
Maybe. Like,
maybe.
It's happening Friday the 9th to Sunday the 18th of June at the South Bank Centre. So you need to get down there because it's going to be whoppingly good.
No, I would like to go to one of those. They're not really the kind of people I know very well, but I'd like to go there.
Well, so that's how I first found Young Fathers, is I was walking past the stage and I stopped and I was like, Sugar, these guys are really good. Sugar and Crumbs. Spice and All Things Nice, these guys are really ticking my boxes. Their live performance is like no other. And I know that Nat's a big fan of Crystal Castles. Abby went down to see them when we had the... We basically love Crystal Castle on the show. Nat especially is deeply obsessed with them. So
I will love Crystal Castles, apparently.
Tom will love Crystal Castles.
Well, there you go.
There you go, indeed. So you better head down to that. Also, another thing that I'm really excited about is Lucky Voice, which all of you might know is that it's one of the most famous karaoke bars in London. They've got one in Islington. It's on Upper Street, the main street in Islington. And they are the UK's first fancy dress karaoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go and you can sing, obviously, because you understand how karaoke works, Tom.
I do like karaoke. I'm a fan of it.
Oh, okay. I think it's because you've probably got a bit of a good singing voice, so you like to show off.
I like to think I can sing.
Cool.
And I'm probably one of those people who try to sing well.
Yeah, you're the worst kind of person at karaoke. And don't worry, I'm exactly the same. So we should go together. And we are going to go together because we're planning to go down and do a FUBAR Radio massive attack at the Lucky Voice Islington, because they've now got costumes, and I've got a costume in mind for you, Tom. It's number one on this list. Britney Spears' schoolgirl outfit from her hit single Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Hello.
And they've also got Jerry Halliwell's Union Jack dress worn at the 1997 Brit Awards, Madonna's cone bra, Kylie Minogue's gold hot pants as worn in Spinning Around, Out of My Way, I Know You're Feeling
So, Like a... Yeah. Would you be putting them up, like, do you reckon you put them over your clothes, or you'd have to properly get changed?
You need to take your pants off.
Okay.
No, please don't take your pants off. Can I also just let you know that Cher's eye-watering fishnet body stocking with a black bathing suit worn in the Turn Back Time video is also there. So get down to Lucky Voice, because are you joking? You can sing and dress up.
That sounds good for a birthday, a leave and do, maybe an anniversary if you're a singing couple.
Yeah, if you're a singing couple like Tom and I.
Yeah.
Which we're going to do maybe for our anniversary, maybe for our 6 month anniversary or 2 month anniversary or like 2 week anniversary. I don't care. We'll just make up an anniversary so we can go, and we should take some guests down.
Yes, 100%. Maybe do a little vlog.
We will tell you who's good at vlogging. Tom.
Oh.
He's good with a camera. And I can be good with a camera if you're dressed up as Britney Spears from Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Don't make it sound like that's definitely going to happen.
Because, why?
Well, it might happen, but something cooler might happen.
Like what?
I can't see the list of the different outfits, but
I've just read them to you.
Is it was all girl outfits?
I'm gonna wear Jerry Halliwell's Union Jack dress or the eye watering fishnet body stocking because I think keeping things eye watering is high on my priorities.
I'm gonna imagine there's a Freddie Mercury outfit and I'll wear that because I used to want to be Freddie Mercury when I was little.
Well, I'm afraid. Okay, you're cool, but Freddie Mercury's on a different level of
but
cool.
But I used to when I was little. Get fake moustaches, put them on, and do the.
What are you doing with your hand?
I'm doing the vacuuming.
Oh.
To break free. I used to really like that. I loved it.
I want to break free. Is that what made you think you were a good singer?
Yeah. I was born to be. My birthday is the day he died.
Oh, gosh.
Not the year.
So you share a real affinity with Freddie Mercury?
I think I do.
That's lovely.
I think I do.
It's quite sweet, really. Sweet.
You know
really
what sweet. I want to hear? A bloody song.
Tell me which song you want to hear, please.
Got anything by Iggy Azalea, by any chance?
Oh, have you heard this? Because I think you're going to really like this one.
Mo Bounce.
This is all about Tom Nozzer today. I would like to see you dance in the Jerry Halliwell Union Jack dress that she wore.
Bouncing to this.
Go check out Lucky Voice Islington. It's 173 to 174 Upper Street, and you can book by going to www.luckyvoice.com. We're going to go and we're going to vlog it and we're going to show you the video of Tom dressed as Jerry Halliwell. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. Bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. Bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. Bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. Bounce like a motherfucking 6'4", six flows, flick tuck, spitting that Crisco. Drop that shit like a cholo at the dub show. Then you hit the switch and pick it up and let the world know. Homie, if you broke, oh, no, you don't deserve hoes. All these fake bowlers only getting on my nerves, though. I just cracked the 40 now, sipping out the straw slow. Little bit of ratchet, little bougie, you should all know. Everybody got opinions, yeah, like assholes. You ain't gotta worry about those, cause they assholes. We just came to party, 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 what you came for? When the shit goes down, the block get loud. In your backyard, bumping while we blazing out. Make it bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. When the shit goes down, the block get loud. In your backyard, bumping while we blazing out. Make it bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. Bounce, 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 bounce. Get hot off the contact. Call the law, we gon' make sure we come back. Falling out, we ain't never been about that. 100 spokes spinning on a chrome rim. I got a feeling that tonight we gon' be going in. I'm with a few bad bitches and some grown men. With the ice so cold, I feel like I'm snowing. I feel like I'm rolling, but the whole place keeps stuck. Getting hot in here, down to my wife's feet up. But you ain't gotta worry, we ain't dangerous. We came up. When the shit goes down, the block get loud. In your backyard, bumping while we blazing out. Make it bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. When the shit goes down, the block get loud. In your backyard, bumping while we blazing out. Make it bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. Bounce, 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 bounce,
make your head like
bounce, 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 bounce,
like a low, low,
bounce, 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 bounce,
after po, po,
mo, 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 bounce,
mo, bounce, mo, bounce, mo, blaze the night,
yo, back, bump, 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 back, yo, bump, bump, the block, get it out,
get it out, get it out,
mo, 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 bounce,
mo, bounce, mo, bounce.
Back yo, back yo, bump, 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 back yo, bump, bump, the block get loud. When the shit goes down, the block get loud. In your back yo, bumping while we blazing out. Make it bounce in the motherfucking house. Mo bounce in the motherfucking house.
when that shit goes down, the block get loud, and your bank y'all bumping while we blazing out, make it bounce in the motherfucking house, more bounce in the motherfucking house,
more bounce, Iggy Azalea,
in the motherfucking house.
Oh, don't be rude.
Sorry.
Shay joins us in the studio, babe.
Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, sweetheart?
I feel great today. How are you?
Well, I feel good because you feel good. You're giving me the good vibes.
Jeez, good. I like that. I like
yes.
that.
I'm digging the coat.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you look very bougie. Like
that's so funny because I'm the furthest from bougie, but I like to dress like that though.
It's very important to give the appearance of bougie when not being bougie.
Bougie, yeah.
I'm the same. The I'm like, I'm not bougie, but if you think I'm bougie,
how can I bougie up my outfit?
Don't try.
No.
I think it's best you not in a bad way.
No.
Do you know what I mean, Shay?
I get you. I'm feeling you.
So, what number one, what do you think of that new Iggy Azalea song? Iggy Azalea. Mole Bounce, it's called.
Mole Bounce. I think that's proper catchy. I was vibes into it.
It's one of those, Shay.
See what I did there?
You did. And you made it happen.
Effortless, that was.
Yeah,
effortless.
It was.
Oh, man.
Honestly, I quite like that song.
I do too.
Made me do a bit of a body pop, if you don't mind. So Shay, how's things going? You're a very busy woman at the moment.
Yes, I am actually. They're going really well. I'm just keeping the momentum going, staying ambitious and just going after what it is that I want. So things are quite busy right now.
And a lot of your stuff has come from, you do a lot on Twitter and stuff. You post a lot of videos online,
yeah,
doing covers and things like that. I recently saw the one you did of the Stormzy tracks.
With
the ones featuring Retro 22. That did so well. Obviously, they also interacted. Retweeted. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they did, actually. They did.
How did that make you feel?
I felt really humbled by the whole experience, and I felt really fulfilled as well, because obviously I did it really to, you know, promote Stormzy's album. I think GSAP is amazing, what it stands for, what he's done with that, like the different sides he's shown in the album. So I really wanted people to, you know, like the people that follow me, to also tune into what he was doing. And it was just like, I love these songs, so I might as well sing them. And people took really well to them. Stormzy and Retro 32 also took well to them as well. And it was just, I just felt really humbled that people who I see as great, like, see me in the same kind of light, you know what I mean? So
It was a beautiful cover as well, and I like that you merged three of the tracks together.
Thank you very much.
In such a soulful way. It was really beautiful.
A medley.
That's what they call it in the trade, Tom.
They are.
What the musical people call it.
So your video for the song Big Mistake has been out for a while now.
Yes it has.
And I noticed in the info it just says for the women.
Yeah.
Do you think do you see the song as a celebration of femininity?
Yes, definitely. I see it as more than a celebration of femininity, because some females have masculine tendencies, you know what I mean? I see it as just a celebration of women for everything that they are, for everything that they represent, for their strengths. And that's why in the video I try to portray women in the strongest way possible, like where we look aesthetically beautiful, but you see our unity and you see our strength at the same time. And that's really what I wanted to try and portray with that.
Because in the video as well, the location you're in is awesome. I did a video,
beautiful.
So do you want to tell me where it is?
He actually wrote on the question, so I can steal the location.
The location. It was actually Hampstead Heath Pergola in Hampstead Heath. Yeah, it's a huge park and it's got so many different like sides to it. So we shot everything in that park, but we just used the different parts to, you know,
yeah,
give
no,
different
it's
vibes.
Really cool. Really cool.
It's really nice. Also, I loved the element of, well, I see a lot of female musicians are doing it now. And we've talked so much about this recently. And as a woman myself, it makes me really excited and happy to see a lot of women coming together and working together. And you obviously worked with Miss Banks too. Which
Yes. Amazing. Big up Miss Banks if you're listening right now. I love
you. She's so huge. She's so she's such a sick talent.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys get in the studio together? What happened? How did that come about?
I think she first came across me online, because I have quite a heavy online presence. Obviously, I do my Twitter videos and stuff like that. So she saw it on TL, and then like, what I love about Miss Banks is she's one of those artists who is humble enough to appreciate another artist that she rates. In this industry, especially in the UK industry, sometimes people have like this stiff up lip where it's like, if you're up, you want to stay up. So it's like, you're hard and I think you're hard, but I'm not really gonna bring you in that way because you want to, you know, stay in the spotlight. Whereas Miss Banks, if she sees the talent, she's the first one to be like, look, you're wavy. And so she was just like, you're wavy, like, you're sick at what you do, let's, you know, work together. Over time we became friends, and then I came up with a concept for Big Mistake, and it just made sense to have her on the song because she's a testament to what that song is representing, you know what I mean? A woman who's pushed through all her obstacles. And then it just came about that way. So
is there any other artists that you'd love to get in the studio with right now?
Yes, there is, you know. I love Mira May. Mira May is amazing. I also love Retro 82. and Stormzy as well, and Little Sims as well.
I love. We went to see Little Sims actually. Fubar Radio. We went down to a festival and she was playing. She's so sick.
Yeah, she is sick. And I think as well, this is just a little cheeky one, but Kehlani, I know obviously she's, you know, more of like an American artist and everything, but I feel like that collab would be a very interesting one.
But also, I've heard a lot of great stuff about her as a person.
Yeah, that's another thing as well. Her energy and the vibe, what she like pushes on her social media and the message she tries to portray it, is very similar to mine. So, yeah.
I think that would be also tasty.
Yeah.
That mix. So what are you working on right now? What's going on? What's going on for you at the moment?
I'm working on my next single that I'm going to release. It's, oh my gosh, it's the first time I'm announcing this, but it's called Move. Yeah, you got exclusive stuff
Fubar
in here.
Exclusive. Fubar.
It's called Move and I'm going to be releasing that, you know, sooner than later. This one is Me and My Element. So Big Mistake was just like, look, I'm frustrated that you guys are not hearing us and you're sleeping on us. So hear us now. That makes the eyes look, and now I get to show Me and My Element. So hopefully people will enjoy this song. It's like smooth, like baby making R&B. It's mad. But yeah, that's coming out next. After that, depending on, you know, the response and stuff, I also think I might release a visual for that as well.
Please do.
Yeah, but depending on the response and stuff, I might go straight to the EP, or I might drop another single and then do the EP. But the EP is definitely coming this year at some point.
Just let us know where the location is you choose to film it. Just email me.
Tom can take all of your ideas. Yeah. Just let him know.
I got you. Don't worry.
So it's an exciting year for you as well. Yeah. Are you going to be doing any live shows?
Loads. I've got like 11 in May already. Like April, I've got a few. Yeah. So, you know, I've got shows coming up and I usually put the posters on my my social media and stuff. But just, you know, off head, my next show coming up, I've got two actually, both on the 9th of April. One is London Lounge and the other one is Lyrically Gifted, which is going to be at Notting Hill Arts Club. So you can see the posters on my social media anyway, but those are on the 9th of April. Please make sure you're there, guys.
Go so, head down. You can check her out at Shay's Universe on Twitter and Instagram.
I was going to say, what, doing live shows, what do you enjoy most about doing live shows? Do you prefer it to record in the studio?
You know what, that's a mad question to ask. I can't say I prefer it to record in the studio, because recording in the studio, I really do love the process of, okay, you think of a melody and then you add another harmony and then you add another harmony and you listen to how everything sounds together and it's like, oh my gosh. But then live as well, I like the idea of just vibes in with the band. I play with live band a lot, and like when my saxophonist just does something that hasn't been rehearsed and just goes with the flow, it's a beautiful thing as well. Do you know what I mean? So I think I love them both equally. I know that's kind of a cheat answer, but
that's like asking between your children.
I like to be tricksy.
Exactly.
He likes to ask the hard-hitting questions.
I hear that. I like that though. I'm a little bit of conflict, get me.
Right, we're gonna play a little game with you now.
Okay,
it's called
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So in this game, we send you to a desert island, Shay. And on this desert island, we are making you listen to one song over and over again for the rest of your life. You can't turn it off. You can never get away from it. And it's the worst you can imagine. So what is the worst thing you can imagine being stuck with on a desert island, Shay?
The worst thing?
The song, yeah.
Song.
The worst song. Wow, you lot threw me inside the hot water boiling pot.
We put you right in that
song,
pot.
The worst song, I'm trying to think. Okay. I think. Okay. FKA Twigs, if you're listening to this, please know that I love you to bits. However, I find me personally, I can't listen to the tone of her voice for too long. I like if I listen to her song one time, it's like, okay, cool, like that soothed that what I needed from that song. Mm-hmm. But if I play it over and over, one time I left her thing on just, you know, play on my phone, and I just found myself like, I can't listen to this anymore, and I just had to, you know. So I think it would be.
Did it make you feel panicky or something?
Yeah, I think. I don't know, actually. I think it's like maybe like it's a atmosphere that her voice creates. I'm not sure.
But
really
she
don't
does
know.
Have that about her. Her voice does create like it is a vibe.
Yeah.
I think there's certain artists that reach a certain tone that just gets you in a certain way. Like I can't. There's certain artists can do three songs, then I'm like, nah, that's it.
Can revisit. I think that's a very good choice.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So it's not even like it's not anything personal to her. I think her music is amazing, but.
And she's amazing, but it is the vibe. I mean, I love her and it relaxes me, but I can imagine how it can not relax other people.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's obviously different people take differently to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shay, that is a very good Desert Island Dick. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us on the show.
No problem. It's been lovely.
Can you please introduce Big Mistake for us?
Of course. Okay, so this is my newest release, guys. It's called Big Mistake and it's featuring Miss Banks. Let's go.
Yo! Woo!
Thank you.
intimidation all on your face. On your face. We on the come up now, don't try to run away. Run away. Ladies, we run this and we about to change again. Change again.
I be on my black shit, rap shit. I be spitting crack shit, match this. Triple threat, hat trick, bounce back when I walk, mattress. Massive, but really the fact is I've been grinding hard, never lactic. And chicks, throwing shade like catch this. But it's always sunny where the cash is. So I get it, never sweat it, don't regret it. Bad bitches see each other and respect it. Pray for mine, for my dreams, God protect it. Better fly sky high, better bake it, nigga check it. I've been going hard for the win, never settling, skin melanin. On the beach, I'll be busy chilling. Me and Shay the baddest from beginning.
Big mistake, big mistake. We see the intimidation all on your face, on your face. We on the come up now, don't try to run away, run away. Ladies, we run this and we about to change again, change again. Open my mouth, round of applause. I've been walking through the winter, of course. Now hold up, whoa. I've been trying to get my cake up, yo. Now these niggas wanna hold up, no. Curve a brother like a corner, got it from my mama. You know that I'm focused. We're on a wave, they gon' explain. If you don't know better, understand, put some respect on my name, like. Been through the struggle, now we're getting ready to reign, like. Yeah, yeah. Sleeping on us, no, 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 that's a big mistake. Big mistake. We see the intimidation all on your face. On your face. We on the come up now, don't try to run away. Run away. Ladies, we run this and we about to change again. Change again.
Mistake Shay featuring Miss Banks there. Louise Golby joins us in the studio to talk about her brand new EP, Love It or Leave It. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Very, very well. We want to ask you a quick question before we talk about your EP because it's so important.
It's okay. Vital.
We do a bit on the show every week called Last Request, and it's all about picking a banger for the end of the show to finish off. You know, it's a Thursday, we want to get ready for Friday. And today's Glastonbury themed because we've been announced today that Katy Perry is playing Glastonbury.
Oh.
So you've got Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
I kissed a girl, I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick.
What a babe. And Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly.
Looking through the tide of life, make my way.
So, Louise, to dump you straight in it at the deep end, which one would you prefer?
I'd probably go Katy Perry.
Yeah!
Come on!
Nat, did you hear that? Katy Perry, one for me. That's me, Louise. So I'm really grateful for you to doing that for me.
I'm not, so...
You're listen, welcome. Tom. You're welcome.
Thank you for the £10 you gave me.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was 50. You're being nice. So tell us a bit about Love It or Leave It, please. I'm really excited to hear about it. It's out now.
It's out now. I've got your copy.
Oh, perfect. We'll tweet that out as well.
So yeah, please.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's great artwork on the front. Did you design
thank
this?
Thank you. No, we kind of found all these watercolour heart designs online, and I found this one that I really liked, and it was, you just basically buy it, it's like a royalty free thing, and but we credit the artist because we contacted them just to check it was okay. But then I got my artist graphics guy basically to put all the photos underneath and then obviously do the
amazing
the text and stuff.
Well, tell us a bit about this EP. So what does this, because it's Love It or Leave It, it's quite an interesting title. Tell us a bit about sort of what it means to you, this EP.
So basically each, it's five tracks, and each track I wrote with different producers, but the theme of each track is love, but not all like happy love songs. So it's basically, I wanted a title that would kind of summarise it but not be, I don't know really, I didn't want to use one of the titles of the songs, and then we just kind of thought of this idea.
I like it because thank it is you. Kind of that vibe of, if you're going on the, a lot of people's artist stories are about the love and the hurt and the things that have happened to them, and when you don't want to give too much away.
No, exactly.
And Love It and Leave It, it's not too smushy, and it's like
Love It or Leave It.
Yeah, exactly.
See, you can say it like that.
Yeah, you could do. I
mean, you could do if you were weird.
I might
like
start
me.
Saying it like that.
Yeah. I think so. So are you going to be doing any gigs alongside this, singing the EP out there getting the EP out there? Can we come and find you anywhere?
You can indeed. Next week I'm doing the London Coffee Festival at Old Truman Brewery, Brick Lane. That's a daytime gig, so any freelancers can go.
It's a wicked, it's a wicked festival, actually.
It
I used to
cool,
live around there. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's actually good. I'm on at 2:30 on Thursday, the 6th. And then I'm supporting Omar at the Jazz Cafe in June the 9th. He was on my album.
I was going to say, you guys, yeah, you did a track together, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. So that's exciting. And I've got a few festivals lined up and hopefully some more gigs in London before then. I've just done a spate of quite a lot of gigs before when the EP first came out. I did my EP launch was at Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho,
which is such a good place for jazz style vibes. They do some amazing gigs there, don't they?
Yeah, it was great, and managed to sell the place out, so I'm really chuffed.
Win-win.
That's
yeah
awesome.
Thanks, and we got free pizza.
I mean, that was my next thing. I was like, seriously though, how much pizza did you get? Because I would need at least five pizzas. Pizza Express, the pizzas, you need at least three before it even touches the surface for me.
The garlic dough balls. Garlic dough balls are the ones.
Garlic dough balls. So let's talk a bit about, because Tom, you were going to ask this, but I've realised I should probably ask it because it sounds a bit weird coming from you. Your belly dancing routine, which is amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
In your latest video. Is this something you learned or for the video, or did you know how to belly dance already?
Well, I know how, I used to dance loads. But yeah, I did learn some specific belly dancing moves. My very kind friend Caroline, who's Lebanese and basically used to do professional belly dancing and also lend me the costume, she came round to my flat one day and we basically choreographed a routine. And so yeah, I did learn for the...
So do you think people like me and Tom could learn to belly dance? Or
definitely.
Because I'd like to teach Tom to belly dance. I'd like it if he regularly belly danced.
I was just thinking then if my body could do that. I don't know if it could.
If your body...
I was just bending it a little bit. I don't know if it could do
you
that.
Were just testing it.
Yeah.
Be careful, because you're very close to Louise. She might get uncomfortable.
Can you do the pec thing where you can move them individually?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you actually can.
He actually can. Come on, guys.
I've never seen any man do that other than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, you know, similar.
Well, this interview is about Louise, Tom, not about
sorry,
you.
Sorry, guys.
For gosh sake. We obviously know you're a big pal of Ed Sheeran's. He thanked you on his first album as well, didn't he?
Yeah, and
what's
it called?
Plus. Yeah, Plus. Cross. Plus. I know it's Plus. I'm a really big fan of Ed Sheeran. But yeah, so how did you guys start working together? Because he features in one of your music videos as well, doesn't he?
He does. We used to just be on the same gig circuit. There's a bit of a Kentish Town...
Five.
Not far from here. Local scene. And he was gigging loads. And because of, like, you know, he does a lot of looping and he used to beatbox and stuff like that in his sets. And I used to be on all the soul gigs. And we used to end up on... There was a few gigs that used to do soul, hip-hop, spoken word.
Yeah.
So we used to do a lot of those. And then, yeah, the video just came about because I was filming it in Camden. And I'd put out a thing on Facebook saying, is anyone available Saturday? I need people as extras in my video. Just turn up at Camden Station at this time. And so a load of people had arrived. And then I saw Ed walk past. And I was like, oh, are you here for the video? And he was like, no, but like, how long is it going to take? And him and his friend had some time to kill before a meeting, which probably was a very important meeting because I think he'd just got signed at that point. Yeah.
Amazing.
And then,
so he's such a nice guy.
So nice.
Eddie
so
ready.
Nice.
Eddie Redding. She doesn't know about that. We were talking about him earlier, about how lovely he was in Comic Relief.
Oh, yes, he was.
But it's so nice to have support from guys like him as well.
Definitely.
Working out, and also getting on the scene with them and kind of working with different musicians must be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, he's a little bit too big for me now, in the sense of would have loved to have worked with him. What was the question you asked me before we were talking about the video?
We were talking about, I was just mentioning that it's nice to sort of come up.
Yeah.
He said in the thank yous in his album.
Yeah, so that, I didn't even know about it. It was a friend of mine that had bought the album, the physical copy, and went, are you the Louise Golby that Ed Sheeran thanks in his album? I was like, probably, because I don't know any others that he might know. And then I had a look, and it's not just me he thanks. It's like a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's so
really
nice
because it shows how he used to always just really care about other musicians and artists on the scene, and he thanks all the promoters that got him to where he was. Because if he hadn't have gigged all those times, he wouldn't have got the fan base that led to him. You know, it's just, he worked really hard. So it was very nice to have been mentioned.
What a guy. What are you most excited about for the rest of the year? What are you working on? What's coming next? I know, obviously, that Love It or Leave It's just come out. So are you back in the studio straight away, or are you going to sort of do some gigs and then work on the next thing?
Well, I'm definitely concentrating on promoting it. But I'm always kind of writing and stuff and still being approached by other co-writers and producers. So I'm still being creative, and I don't know what the next project will be. It might be an album again, and I might include some of the EP tracks. It just depends, really. I'm going to see how this goes.
You're just constantly busy.
I am.
But that's fun, though, isn't it?
But I kind of like being busy, because otherwise I feel I'm not doing anything.
100%. Yeah. When I'm not busy, I just watch Netflix all day, and then it's like, that's bad. You're a bad person.
That's not bad.
Louise, we're going to play a little game with you.
Okay.
Another game, sorry. This one's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
In this game, I'm sending you to a desert island, and on this desert island, you're going to be listening to one song for the rest of your life, but it's the worst song you can ever imagine in the world, and it's on repeat over and over again on this desert island. You can't get away from it. You're just hearing it all the time. So, Louise Golby, what would your desert island dick be?
I've actually got a really good one, because we were talking about this the other day.
Yes.
Akon's Lonely.
Yes. Oh,
which would be really appropriate, because I'd be on my own. I hate that song so much.
That is,
it's
such
awful.
A good... That is an annoying song.
I haven't heard it being said before. And
never,
it is a very
it
kind
never
of
has.
Like, that is...
Yeah. I can tell you, from being here from the beginning, never has been said.
And you're right, it does. Obviously, you're going to be lonely. Yeah. So it all bloody works.
And also, it's a friggin' annoying song.
It fucking is.
It was an awful song. I quite like Locked Up, They Won't Let Me.
Yeah, no, that's
that
a tune.
Good.
That's an
but
absolute
lonely.
Tune.
And Smack That's obviously amazing.
Oh, Smack That. I mean, that's a different
lyrically.
Story. On the desert island, I'd be like, on that desert island. But no, I think Lonely is just not a very good song.
No.
But God love Akon, because he's doing some good things.
Convict music.
Yeah, exactly. Also... yeah.
I kind of went for a bit, then I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, he's pulled back. And you guys need to all go and get Love It or Leave It right now, the EP that is out now.
I've never been in love, and I've never had you to trust. I've never been head of the heels, and you see... I never belong to someone, I long to belong to someone, and then have a love song that was meant just for me. So sick of being so sad, I don't know what more I can take. So sick of wanting something I've never had. Where's my king up on his throne? Deserve somebody, don't settle for anybody. There must be somebody out there waiting for me. Hope for the day it happens. I hope that day is certain. I find the person who can unlock the key. I don't know what more I can take. So done, only thinking about you. Where's my kiss upon his throne? Who will save me from being alone? Oh yeah.
had the pressure. So sad and so blue. I don't know what more I can take. So I can only think about you.
Presents
Subculture Club with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
Sam, forget you're pregnant.
We're all pregnant now.
You know they say like baby making music.
That is like
that will get you pregnant.
Exactly.
It doesn't make you want to have sex with someone.
It just makes you pregnant.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Samfa is the reason for overpopulation. You know they kind of put forward all these conspiracy theories for population control. You know AIDS, cancer. You know they're all engineered by the government to quell the growing rise in humans being born on this earth or living on this earth.
Mm.
Samfa was made purely to just make other humans.
Every Friday.
Subculture Club with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
2 a.m. fading in the dark, like floating in the ocean. People need the poison. 3 a.m. you just touched my hand and made me lose my focus. I almost didn't notice.
Chasing Highs there, the new one from Alma, who we had on the show a few weeks ago, didn't we, Tom?
We did.
Lovely jubbly. Darce joins us in the studio now. We're going to be chatting about his brand new EP, Sunset, which came out in February.
Hey guys, what's the crack?
How's it going?
Life is fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate.
Fabulous.
People always ask, and I appreciate that.
You're so self-obsessed. Not you, Darth, Tom. So you've come all the way from Sunny Island.
Sunny is...
a lie.
Maybe not the right term. I'm melting over here. But yeah, I did. I was coming over to talk with some people about organising some gigs. And I decided, why not call in?
Swing by the FUBAR studio.
Why not?
Well, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for dropping by. You're from near Cork, right?
I am from a very, very small town. And do you know what's really interesting? My town is around like 2,000 people. But I found out yesterday that someone from my town has already been on FUBAR. And I was like blown away. It was, his name's Dr. Voodoo. And he was on the hip hop show for a cypher.
Oh,
and
sick.
I was like, oh my God, this is mental. Out of all the things and all like the people to be on it. Yeah, it was bizarre. Bizarre to say the least.
Very, very good people coming from this tiny town. Talent brimming.
Yeah, Bantry's the spot. It's like 2 hours from civilization, but yeah.
Oh, I love that though.
If you live there, it's a different story.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't live there, but I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's scenic. Very scenic.
It sounds lovely. I heard you're a big fan of Hair Squeed as well. We had Hair Squeed on the
they're
show.
They're awesome. Well, like, the hip-hop scene right now in Ireland is really, really improving.
Right. But,
and they're kind of leading the light themselves. Reggie Snow.
Chatted to Reggie Snow before as well. He's a babe.
The Russengano family just won this massive award in Ireland called the Choice Awards, which is like the Mercury Awards for us. Also, the Word Up Collective, Kojak. God, there's so many. Like, it's a really, really vibrant scene right now, which is really cool.
It's wicked. Did you find that it was difficult to break the stereotype of that sort of Irish folk vibe?
Yeah, I think it's only really breaking through right now, which is, you know, again, people taking the chance on Hair Squid and you know, they're signed to, I think, to Columbia, which is huge. And also Reggie Snow signed to Elton John's management company. And, you know,
which is amazing, by the way.
Yeah, it's like, and for us, you know, everyone sees it in Ireland and it's really like they're, you know, shining the light, which is really awesome for the scene.
100%.
Do you also think, though, that it might be some way inspired by this, still the kind of scene of the folk scenes that have any effect on the...
Well, actually, my EP was produced by two folk singers, which is really interesting. Brian Casey in West Cork at Wayfield Studios and Dale Holland. And so we went in there and I was like, okay, this is going to be a hip-hop project. But you can see there's a lot of live instrumentation and stuff like that. And it was really, they had to relearn their craft. And obviously, it kind of sounds a bit different. So that's really why, because it was by guys who really... don't have an idea about hip hop, and it just came out really interesting.
That's kind of what I really liked about it, because I'm a big fan of Reggie Snow as well, who does a similar thing where it's not hip hop as you know it, it's sort of hip hop with a twist of all other genres, basically touching on a lot of different genres. And that's how I felt like you were playing it out on this Sunset EP. It was sort of like your style, but with loads of other elements sort of
definitely
woven through.
I think it's really because I think right now Ireland, we're trying to develop our own sound, and it's all those influences that are coming in from like the genres around us, and we're trying to really, you know, stand out as individuals, because again, we're right next to grime, and then you have hip hop that we're hugely influenced by, you know, we're really, and of course grime is really its own thing, and we're inspired by that, which is awesome. So
is there any artist that you're, other than Hair Squad, that you're actually really, really digging right now that you'd like to work with?
Really dig? Do you know Mitski?
No, actually.
Your Best American Girl.
Oh.
She's a really grungy artist, and I think she would sound amazing. I just love her guitarist and her style, and she's really alternative as well. So
sick.
Yeah, I'm staying away from the mainstream, but yeah.
who are your influences, would you say? Like, from back in the day, other than
back
folk,
in the day.
You know, from when you first started making music.
I think definitely Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, was a huge, huge influence. Just his lyrical kind of, you know, the metaphors and everything like that, and his lyrical style. What else did I listen? Kanye. Lupe Fiasco, The Cool, was like my album. Like, because the concept and the ideas behind it and the delivery as well was just really like, that was like my Bible. So,
So with Sunset, you've got a concept about pre-drinking, going on a night out and everything. Yeah. Is that from life experience, or are you getting a bit fictional with it? Is it?
It's a little bit fictional and also a little bit life experience. So the basic idea is the EP is kind of the first act in a 3-act kind of play or episode. And it starts off with Sunset. So when you're pre-drinking, you're kind of looking back in the night before and you're like, you know what, this is going to be the best night ever. And then the second EP, which comes out hopefully during the summer, is the second act, and then we have the third act. So it's a narrative throughout that we're trying to tell. But yeah, definitely. I mean, Ireland is, we're kind of known for our drinking, and it's really just me expressing my thoughts on that as well.
Yeah.
So.
What's your favorite drink?
Difficult. Oh, God. Vodka, believe it or not. Vodka.
Not much of a vodka kind of guy. Like a gin.
Oh.
Gin, oh, yeah.
He's a metrosexual 21st century man.
Nothing wrong with gin.
There is nothing.
No, there's not. That's what I mean. It's become a very popular drink with men. Used to not be.
It's very interesting.
Used to be the drink for the woman.
Gin tears. Makes you sad, apparently, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think actually loads of things make you sad.
Yeah.
Alcohol. Don't do that.
It's depressing, isn't
it? And here we are having a pint. I actually really like Guinness on the vibe of Ireland.
I don't like Guinness.
Tastes like coffee.
Well, no, it does not.
That's a claim. It tastes like coffee to me.
Do you know what's really weird in Ireland, though? People put, like, maiwadi or blackcurrant.
That's what I do. Sorry, when I say I like Guinness, I just like it when they put blackcurrant in.
Really?
What's it called when you put blackcurrant in it?
Guinness and black.
Oh.
I did not know that. But yeah, there you go.
I used to work in a bar.
Ah, okay.
I know how to pour a pint, guys.
Our hot whiskey is a really big Irish thing. Do you know that?
Really?
Hot whiskey. It's like the cure for everything. So you put lemon, cloves, and...
Hot toddy, we call it here.
Hot toddy.
We've just taken it from you, though.
We've
literally stolen that from you. I'm so sorry, but it tastes good. I've had one before.
It cures everything. We use it as like...
Whiskey is very good for curing stuff, I think.
I completely agree. But in Ireland, it's like, yeah, that's our medical go-to.
Ibuprofen and a hot toddy. Tell us a bit about what's coming up for you later this year. Are you going to be doing any gigs? Because you said you were chatting about some gigs today.
Yeah, so I'm going to be hopefully chatting about some gigs firstly in Dublin, and then I'm going to be popping over here maybe the end of summer, September.
Please do.
Yeah, definitely. So I think I'm just finding the right venues. And also, it's going to kind of coincide with the release of the second EP.
Ooh.
The first single. So
I'm really into the Sunset EP. I was sat listening to it. It's weird because I was sat, and you can be in a mindset whilst listening to it.
Mm.
You don't have to be sort of like chilling or partying. You can be anywhere in your mindset, and it's a really good EP to listen to.
Well, thank you very much.
No, yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, if there's something definitely appealing about an album which tells a story, then it's like it just makes it so much more interesting. Like each track, it actually has a kind of a purpose. You get some EPs where it's just like random, just doesn't really matter about things.
100%.
So, like, I think the story developing over the the EPs is really nice.
Yeah, well,
it's
kind of trying to develop in an episode format. And, yeah. You know, give something, you know, someone to look forward to, and you know, it's inspired by, you know, Good Kid, Mad City as a narrative, and look how well that did. But not comparing, Jesus.
No, I mean, you know, you never know.
Never know, exactly.
Kendrick Lamar Part 2.
Kendrick Lamar, exactly. And also The Heart, stuff like that, which is such, The Heart Part 4 was amazing.
Mm.
Oh my God, what a track.
Well, we're going to play a little game with you before you go, if that's okay.
Before that game, can we play the other game?
Oh, yeah.
Because currently
you can play the game. You play the game.
Basically, we do a last request where me and Harriet go against each other and we pick a banger for the end of the song.
Okay.
And this week is Glastonbury's new announcement.
I'm so excited to hear what you pick because I can't tell at the moment.
Basically, Harriet's picked a track and I've picked a track. We won't say which one it is.
Okay.
But that you're going to have to vote for one because at the end of the show we're going to play it. Currently, it's 50-50. So your vote.
So we need your vote.
Your vote could be, a swinger.
So this is the first one. I kiss girl, I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. Or, so that's Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl, or Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. Looking through the time, make my way back home and learn to fly. So which one do you go for, mate?
That's so hard. It's got to be Katy Perry.
Come on!
Yay! That's me.
Everyone picks you live.
Two. That's because your songs are shit. Right, so I'm sending you to a desert island, okay?
Okay.
And on this desert island, we're playing a game called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
So, Das, on this desert island, you have to pick the worst song you can imagine being stuck with for the rest of your life, over and over again, playing forever.
Okay, that's easy. Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Straight in.
Knows exactly what he's doing. This boy does not fuck about.
It would literally... I'll enjoy that song, but... It would drive you insane. Like,
oh my! Well, you don't enjoy it, do you? No one enjoys it. I mean, Carly Rae Jepsen doesn't enjoy it.
The Ben Howard version was actually quite. That was livable. The Ben Howard version, but yeah, Carly Rae. I
haven't heard that.
Oh. It's really good.
It's on a competitive radio live.
Well, don't talk about competitive radio sessions. Dars, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Absolute pleasure, guys.
We're going to play Spirited Away. Spirited Always. Spirited Away. That's a film. Spirited Always. So, can you introduce it for us?
Yep. Yeah. Hi guys, this is my single, Spirited Always, from the Sunset EP.
Woo!
What? Woo!
Producer name, Sorted. frozen in this moment, the last, and I know it. Think about the winners with hands with the coldest. Think about handouts, shit, you're still growing. Think about the world that like we didn't even notice. We became kids, man, thought we're all knowing. We're fucking broke, only hatchbacks rolling. Be glad to have that back in person, girls and mother. But some shit was bad, but going through the motions. But still, it'll never be the same. Small town strange, so it's all insane. From bullies to bunging boomers by the bay, my town is way and it stays always. Open my mouth, I was kinda nerdy, didn't dare talk a lot. Hey girl, you like Dragon Ball, get the fuck out. Dreams goddamn, but I put that shit down. Cause soon I learned my lesson, no stereotypical person. No girl was pressing, they cynical and dismissing. Now what I envision, so had to make a decision. Studio night singing in place of all the kissing. But fuck it, it was worth it, prepping for my purpose. And the kids found out, man, that was the worst shit. And word soon came a cupping in the curses. That Irish shit around, get the fire burning. Flamed up a furnace, now I'm fucking determined. Sure it wasn't worth it, started working on my wording. And cause it was hurting, made sure they fucking heard it. From small amount of time, and now I want the world in it. Town to shape me, pride that it didn't break. Pride I was smart enough, learned from my mistakes. Pride I can devastate on these 808s. And now the crowd wise, my words illuminate. And even though we wait, this town will never change. Same sense of views, same dumbass ways. Same good times and memories remain in gray. And just like the rose, man, amazed we find a way. But now I feel strange, everything has been different. Bright lights calling, gotta go the way they glisten. Showing alcohol is not a definition. But I'll be back to checking the children that never listen. Ah, it's all the crazy shit we witness. Them decisions of a misfit. And every song that you listen, just know I'll be missing you.
Presents
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Alfred Hitchcock, when he won his Oscar, he just went up stage and went, "Thank you," and walked off.
I feel like that's what I'd do.
I know you wouldn't, don't you?
I'd be like, "Yeah, cool." It's like,
cool.
I'd be like, "It's for all you motherfuckers that said I could never win this shit." No, do you remember when Cooper Gooding won his? He went crazy on stage. He's like, yeah, going crazy. I was like, mate, they should take that shit back. Like, I don't know. Oh, who should have their Oscars revoked? Because I put him first in line. Sorry, Cooper. I love your work, man. The OJ thing was awesome, but you did a boat trip after you won the Oscar, man. They should have took that shit back.
Every Friday.
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. Like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man ain't that nice when the rhythm ain't ice, when the rhythm like man. They ain't got that fire and they're not like man. Them love talk about fire but they're not like man. Them little pricks won't fight but they love skin gang. I'm around criminals, I won't mention names, no subliminals. Don't care for fame, they ain't MCs. If I say murder man then that's literal. I mean literal. You don't want this, get physical. My network gives me bare data, so I just gotta give the 3G's the signal. I don't send for man, I just send for man. If I send a man, then it's over. You offend a man, I'll remember man. Best remember man, one man's closer. Closer. No sir, you don't even write your name with my rotor. If I make time for you, then that's your time. And you know what time that means for you, don't ya? Stay up off a man's sonar. These man talking shit backwards. These man sounding like Yoda. These man must have smoked backwards. We've got them sounding like Holder. Them man keep moving different. Them man must be bipolar. These man
man think they're nice, but the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine, but the rhythm but can't shine, but the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice, but the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine, but the rhythm but can't shine, but the rhythm not like man.
Serious. When I touch mic, I bring vibe to the rhythm. I hype lyrics from left to the right, and a bit of style in the middle. I try slow tempo or grind, man's versatile on the rhythm. Like it's like cocaine, cause man get high off the lines that I give them. Like
serious.
It's lies, no it isn't, nope. Stop lying, you can't run no schism,
yeah.
I'm flying from country to country, cause I spit those bit sick bed rhythm.
Trust.
Been a while since I had to get ill and flame up your whole crew, take you with them,
yeah.
Feed them to the lion, get rid of them,
yeah.
Like solo 4-5 on the rhythm. Like
mass murderer, how many MCs have I killed? But they can't put me in a box, man, circular. Them triangles here, man's curvy. What you say? What you know about it? Hey, bang, 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 man's earlier. What's your name again?
Huh?
I can't say that I've heard of you.
Nah,
if you don't think that I would, just know man's furniture. I come to you with a curtain shut. Mic check 1-2, don't turn me up. I'm just turning up with Mike or 1 or 2 burglars. You want arms on Ursula.
These man think they're nice, but the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe, when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap, when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine, but the rhythm but can't shine, but the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice, but the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might put vibe, when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap, when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine, but the rhythm but can't shine, but the rhythm not like man.
Hello. Red faces are here in the studio.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
I'm well, how are you?
We're very well. Cool,
thank you. We were spying on you guys just because you were out there for quite a while.
Well, that's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. We were being super creepy.
That is weird.
Yeah, you were getting out of your van and we were just looking at you while we were live on the radio.
That's kind of Russian-esque.
Do you feel AGB weird about us now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I was considering taking a picture and tweeting it to you.
I thought that might be. That would have been more creepy.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought make it a thing.
I don't know, but we didn't know where we were going, so that might have been quite helpful.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I was trying to wave at you, but then you would have just thought I was some weird girl waving at you from above.
Yeah, I mean, if you waved at me now, I'd still think that. So, yeah, that's weird.
Just for the people listening, I was waving then.
She was, and I didn't think it was weird. I thought it was quite lovely.
Boys, how are you? Because you've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up. Number one, we're going to be talking about Community Festival.
Yes. Yeah.
So excited to see you guys there.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Huge lineup.
Yeah,
it's massive. Yeah, it's huge.
You've obviously playing alongside Catfish and the Bottle Man, the Wombat, Slaves, Nothing But Thieves, the Hunter, who we're going to be chatting to in a minute.
Yeah.
Is there anyone on the lineup that you would love to collab with?
Collab.
Oh,
Slaves. I'd love to do
Slaves.
Something with
Slaves. And they're really funny as well. I just want to be friends with them a bit.
They did we've kind of got their albums and stuff. We listen to their stuff. And our drummer's a huge fan. And we actually first heard them with that cover of the, Skepta track.
So like, sick.
Fantastic, weren't it?
So
and
it,
you know, it's really cool though.
And they're very good live as well. They bring the they bring the vibes when they're live.
Absolutely.
Especially for two of them as well. Like, they work really hard. I swear he dislocated his shoulder once.
Yeah.
Seriously though, I've seen them, because I saw him twice in one day once, and I was like, how are you still like alive? It's literally, so let's talk a bit about Kerosene.
Yeah.
Because moving on from live, that's sort of the video is you guys having a lol performing live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a bit about your live shows. What are you going to be bringing to community other than Kerosene, which is going to be sick? Can't wait to see that performed in real life.
Thank you.
Well, I think we've got about a half an hour set. Something
so like that, yeah.
So we'll bring, we've got a single coming out in about a month, but I don't know which song it's going to be. So, but we'll definitely be playing it live. So by the time we'll have some of the music out, and
yeah,
it'd be good. We always trying to put a bit of energy into our sets and have a good time and get everyone else having a good time.
And obviously, it's a festival.
Yeah.
So we're all getting a rider, guys. And when I say we, I mean you guys.
Ooh, really?
Because I'm not playing. But what will be on your rider? What's the most important thing that you need to eat or drink before you go on stage?
I don't know. We don't normally get them, so anything will do.
Just like 7 Strongbows.
Yeah, something like that. That'll be fine. Anything. Oh, we got some grapes once, like a pack of grapes. Ooh. That was nice.
That's fancy.
More of a weapon.
I know. But
we throw those at each other rather than eat them, which is,
I think that's fine.
That's fine. It's fine for us.
It's, you know, a weapon would probably be more expensive than some grapes.
Get some hummus.
Hummus and grapes.
I'm not a hummus fan, if I'm honest.
You're getting hummus.
Wait till about 6 months' time, you will be all over the hummus. For some reason, it is the king rider thing. Every single person I've ever interviewed has hummus on their rider.
They do.
Well,
that's interesting.
We'll break that rule because I don't like hummus.
I like hummus.
Right, well, you have it then.
So I have hummus for myself. I'll have it on stage.
Imagine your rider is just hummus.
I don't want to imagine that.
That would be horrible for you.
It would.
So we're going to do a little sing-song in a minute.
Yep.
Should we do it now?
Yeah.
And then afterwards we'll talk a bit about Kerosene, and then we're going to play Kerosene.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a bit about some of the videos and stuff.
Cool.
Wicked.
Cool.
So what are you guys going to play for us?
We're going to play the B-side to our, if you flip it over, the vinyl, you'll discover Katie Come Home.
Lovely jubbly. This is FUBAR Radio, Red Faces.
Cool. Ready?
1, 2, 3, 4. To me, it's been almost a month. While you've been away, I've been missing all the fun, and you've been dancing on the rooftops, singing to your favorite song. But while I've been sitting here, my face is growing long, but I don't know where I'm standing now. You've been climbing up while I've been sliding right back down. But is it me? Did I do something wrong? So long, so long, so long. Hey, Katie, it's me again. My second letter in a week. Can you stop hiding from me? Like I'm some kind of freak. And when I miss your hand beside me, and without it, I feel weak. Can you come out and see me? Stop playing hide and seek. But I don't know where I'm standing now. You've been climbing up while I've been sliding right back down. Honey, is it me? Did I do something wrong? Have I been the reason you've been got away so long, so long? Something wrong. Have I been the reason you've been gone away so long, so long, so long, so long? Katie, come home.
Woo!
Thank you.
Come home,
that is
live.
More cheers than we've ever got. So thank you.
I have got a good woohoo as
well. You have.
Well.
You have a fantastic woohoo.
But also, guys, you've got a fantastic harmony
right there.
That was very enjoyable to listen to.
Lovely.
Absolutely love that song as well.
Thank you.
It's quite romantic.
It is. It's a little bit.
It's a little bit touching.
Is it based on real life or pretend life?
It's a stupid story. we had this song and we kind of wanted to write it in this kind of Jake Bug country kind of thing, and we were struggling for that kind of line that finishes the song, and we were like, what do we want to do? And Harry's mum, who's called Kate, walked in the door and we went, oh, Kate's come home, and we just thought, let's put
boom.
That in.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Songwriting story, and that's probably embarrassing. I mean, it's not very rock and roll, but
that's not embarrassing at all.
I don't really care.
Mums are very cool.
It's real
mums
life. Cool. It's real life.
It's
she
real.
Came
it's real. She did.
Hashtag real life.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's coming up to festival season. Lots of gigs. Lots of fun. Are you guys prepped and ready for this season of sort of, because it's quite intense. It's not as glamorous as everyone might think. Mm. It's quite an intense season. Are you guys ready for it?
I can't wait, because we did it, like, festival wise. We did loads a couple of years ago. We had a bit of a year out last year because we were writing and recording and stuff. So we haven't really played many festivals for a while. And I think Community was the first one we got through. And that was huge. So we were, that sort of, although it's not like the one that sets it up, it sort of set it up for us. So we're excited for it. So.
It's kind of the best way to, well, I don't know, I'm not in a band, so I don't know. But is it the best kind of time to perform? Because you get to do a little bit more than you would in a normal gig. It's a little bit of a different vibe because everyone's,
is, yeah.
You know for a fact that everyone's pissed.
Yeah. And everyone, I don't think anyone really gives a fuck what you're doing.
No.
It's like they'll just enjoy whatever you're playing. So,
well, I think as long as you've got the right vibe, they're just coming on whatever you're sort of giving out.
I think festivals, like, fundamentally are a great idea because there's loads of different artists. You can kind of see anyone you want, and it also introduces new people to your music, which is always great.
With Community Festival, there's like a lot of guitar based bands in there. It must be quite a compliment to be on that bill with those bands.
It's massive for us.
Definitely.
It's the biggest thing we've ever done, and all those bands are sort of influences of our sound as well, I think. So
actually, since we've listened to bands like The Wombat, Slaves, Catfish, for, you know, since they've been going, it's quite a compliment to get asked to.
Is it terrifying or is it buzzing?
I don't know. It's weird because
a bit of both.
It is a bit of both. Like,
healthy mix of both.
Yes.
I think for me, I get most nervous when you do something that's completely new, and we've never done anything that big and that new. So it's a bit like, I don't know. That's a bit daunting, but I'm looking forward to it.
I think we'll just try and not take ourselves too seriously. Yeah, just have a laugh.
I guess one of the big weird things is, like, you go from a slightly smaller stage to a massive. Yeah. Like, using that space is going to be.
I know.
New and cool,
everyone's going to be really far away from each other, which is kind of weird. It didn't sound it, but it is really weird.
Yeah.
No, I can imagine, because you've sort of, I see a lot of bands, they work with their space, so it's like when you're performing, you don't want to trip over, you don't want to fall over your wires. So you've worked out in that space how you can deal, and when it suddenly changes shape, you're like, oh,
well, I think,
hold on,
however big the stage is, I will always trip over some wires.
Yeah, you're good at that.
I'm very good at that, thank you.
It's very important to have that element of surprise where it's like, am I going to fall on my face?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who cares?
I think it makes it better.
I'd like to see Paul McCartney fall on his face.
I would
no
like.
No offence, I love Paul McCartney, but you know, it's
it'd be a
fun,
sight.
Isn't it?
It'd be a sight.
I totally agree. I think it's a good vibe to see anybody falling on their face on a festival
exactly.
stage.
Exactly.
And especially at Community, because Finsbury Park as well is such a good vibe. That area is so fun. Everybody's, you know, ready for it.
Yeah.
And it's the first time it's ever been in Finsbury Park.
I know.
Brand new festival.
Yeah. I mean, we've never been anywhere near there.
No.
Suppose.
We've heard legends about Finsbury Park. I know the Who played there. I think they've played there. Oasis.
Skepta played there recently.
Skepta played there.
Drake played there.
I've heard good
things.
That's
amazing.
It'll be fantastic. Are you going to be able to go and check out some of the other bands?
Hopefully. Well, we're going to check out as many bands as we can.
We're first on, so we've sort of, after we do what we can do, we just relax.
After you've eaten all the hummus.
I've eaten all the hummus, thrown all the grapes, and laid down a dance track.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go see everyone.
And is there anyone else that you would sort of recommend that we check out at the moment? Is there any artist that you guys are vibing?
I'm very much into a band called Pond from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
They're in like an experimental psychedelic
Sick.
Rock band, and they've got a new album out called The Weather this year.
Ooh.
Which is a great album, and well, I'm hoping it is going to be. I haven't listened to it.
It's a great album. We hope, fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's great. They're really cool.
In a second, we're going to play Kerosene.
Yeah.
But before that, we'd like to play a little game with you.
Two games.
Yeah.
Let's play Desert Island Dicks first. This is a game called Desert Island Dicks, as I just said.
Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
That's brilliant.
Sorry, I didn't.
No.
I
was
keeping my headphones. And,
No, dick in your headphones is.
I thought that was you saying it as well. So it's like, whoa, how'd you do that?
Desert Island Dicks.
I saw it on the paper and I thought, is that a typo? But no.
No, it's very much dick.
Tell us about this game.
I w- will tell you, boys, I'm sending you to a desert island. On said right. desert island, you're stuck with the shittest song in the history of the world that's going to be repeated constantly for the rest of your lives. Yeah. So you're going to have to answer on behalf of all of Red Faces.
Right.
What would be your desert island
so dick? The worst song, and I'm going to speak for all of you because you're going to agree with me.
Yeah.
And that is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, oh!
Absolute yeah. horrendous piece of work.
Interesting.
I feel ooh. Like it's a little bit too, like...
I think I've offended about half the population.
No, you don't need to worry about...
all of the south of America.
Oh, well. I'm with you on that.
You don't need to offend anyone.
I hate that
anyone.
Song, but it's so well respected by everyone else.
I don't
no, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
I would agree, though.
Well, what would you pick, Carrie? What would you pick?
What would I pick?
Because I think everyone would agree with me on Sweet Child.
I think it's a good choice.
It's not
so I'll
a bad
put it
choice.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a good choice.
And it's fresh, because not many people say it.
Exactly.
Actually, I could agree with that, because it's really long as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it'd kill you.
November Rain might be...
That's a little bit more. Yeah,
that's just long, even longer.
Yeah, and it's all like noodling guitar yeah. solos and like
very self.
I think that's. Yeah. I think Sweet Child of Mine yeah. is a good vibe.
Cool. I do.
Right.
Thanks, boys.
That's that.
That's that then.
Yeah. Bye.
And the next game is we're doing a special today of our last request, which is the last song we play on the show.
Right.
It's got to be a banger, and we're choosing between Glastonbury performers because we've just had a new announcement today about Glastonbury. So the first choice is. I kissed a girl. Or Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters. Which one it will be, boys? I kissed a girl.
Why do you put this in this position?
Is it separate, or is it just we have to both agree?
No, you have to both. Oh no, we could do one each.
We could do one each.
Yeah, but then that defeats the point of the game, doesn't it?
No, you can have one each. You can have one each.
Okay, well you go first.
I'm going to go with I kissed a girl because it's just got a rather good
groove. Come on, man. That's me. I win.
Oh, it's got a good groove.
It has. It's feel good.
What about you, Katy Perry or Foo Fighters?
I'm gonna go Foo Fighters.
Yes,
I mean that's
1 point for you.
First
out of
one,
four.
Fucking.
I mean, Kiss the Girl. It's a tune, isn't it? But I think Dave Grohl's just such a dude, isn't he?
Exactly. Yeah, he's a lad. Yeah. I agree. I like Dave Grohl. I've got no problem with Dave Grohl, guys. Stop trying to say I do.
I mean, if it was California Girls, you might have swayed.
Ooh, I'm not sure I'd have swayed anyone else though.
I do. California Girls, bit of Snoop in there.
You should have got a thing going on. This is nice.
Yeah,
vibing.
Should we play a bit of Kerosene?
No.
Never.
Yeah,
well, thank you
please.
Guys so much for coming on the show. Please, can you introduce your new single for us?
I can. This is Kerosene by the Red Face. No, just Red Faces. No, the.
No, the. Faces. So stop saying
that.
That's
brilliant.
Thank you so much, guys. Woo!
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you very much.
Come on.
Kerosene Red Faces. Loving that. Ryan from The Hunter joins me live.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. We've just been chatting a lot about Community Festival, which you guys are heading down to this summer. Are you looking forward to it? It's on Saturday, 1st of July.
Yeah, we're all really looking forward to it. The lineup's sick, and it's one that we've never done before as well, so it's going to be awesome.
It's wicked because a lot of the bands on there, everyone that we've talked to from Community Festival has said how excited they are to see all the bands that are on the lineup. You know, you've got Catfish in the Bottom and the Wombat Slaves, Nothing But Thieves. Is there anyone on there that you'd love to do a little collab with, you guys?
Yeah, I mean, when last year when we went to America for the first time, we met the Catfish guys and Dan. So, I mean, we're looking forward to seeing them again. And perhaps in the future, if there ever was room for that, that'd be awesome.
It'd be so sick.
Yeah, they're an awesome band. We listen to them a lot, so.
Are you guys going to be...
We also know they're Nothing But Thieves guys.
Oh, yeah. Everyone can be mates when you go to festivals like this, because it's like a day festival, so you're all going to be hanging out together. Are you going to get a chance to go and check out the other artists as well?
Yeah, definitely. That's the plan. I think our whole team have kind of said that that's going to be a big one for us this year to really go and have some fun. So.
And you're off on your next tour across April and May, and it's the biggest venues you've played to date. How are you feeling? How's the prep going?
Yeah. It's been pretty crazy. I mean, we haven't really stopped since the beginning of the year on our first tour. We've been writing stuff for the next album. So we've been doing a lot and just kind of getting everything sorted for the next tour, and we're going to rehearsals in about a week's time. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully going to try out some new songs on the tour as well.
And you're stopping by the Roundhouse in London, which is obviously a hugely famous venue. Loads of great musicians have played there. Does it make you nervous or excited to play venues like that?
I mean, we've always wanted to play there. Obviously, it's such a kind of historic venue, and we've seen a lot of our favourite bands there, so It's a huge one for us, but I mean, until the day, I think we'll definitely be nervous. But every time we go out and the fans' reaction and how much of a good time they have is just amazing for us. So we're super excited for it.
And out of your debut album, which came out in the summer last year, what's your favourite track to play live? What are you most excited to play live at Community in a sort of festival scene?
She's Casual is always a huge one for us. When we played it, well, when we play it anywhere, really, when we played it at Reading and Leeds, especially last year, the response was incredible. Everyone sings it super loud, so probably that, and ones like Bonfire, that's a big one for us as well. So we just like playing as many songs as we can, to be honest.
Yeah, just get as many in there as you possibly can.
Yeah, we're going to cram as many as we can.
Perfect. That sounds right up my street. Well, we'll be down there. FUBAR Radio will be down there checking you out, Community. We can't wait. Such a sick lineup.
Sweet.
Before you go, I've got a couple of little... I've got one little game and a quick question for you. We finish off the show with a banger called Last Request. It's chosen by the audiences. This week, we're choosing from... the Glastonbury lineup got updated today, and we're choosing between two Glastonbury performers. The one is Katy Perry. It's I Kissed a Girl. And the other one is Foo Fighters' Learn to Fly. I just wondered whether you could pick for us on behalf of the Hunter which you would prefer.
I'm gonna have to go with the Mighty Foos.
Oh, that's my co-host Tom would be very happy because he picked that one.
Yeah, I know that everyone would love that one. So
they will. It's a banger. And before you go, we play a little game on the show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I'm sending you, Ryan, along with the rest of the team from the Hunter, to a desert island. And on this desert island, I'm sticking you with the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck with for the rest of your life, playing over and over and over again. So, Ryan, what would be your desert island dick?
Oh, the worst song. It'd have to be a Jedward song.
Oh, I think the whole Jedward album would be appropriate,
yeah.
I think, in this scenario.
I mean, I haven't really delved too far into it, but just kind of sit even for a brief second, really, grinds me down. So I think I'm going to have to go for them.
I like the idea that they really grind you down.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't do.
We are glad that the Jedward boys aren't on the community lineup because it would really ruin it.
Yes, it would. It's such a good lineup. You can't ruin it.
You can never ruin that. Well, we're really excited to come down Saturday the 1st of July to see you. Thank you so much, Ryan, for having a chat with us. And we look forward to seeing you at Community Festival.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Thank you.
Wicked. This is We Could Be.
You'd rather spend your time with another. The hearts of my brothers are on the floor. I bet you wish that you bothered when this band gets discovered. Don't worry, yeah, we recovered, and this one's for you.
We Could Be.
Hannah.
Thank you so much to the Hunter for Ryan to come in and have a chat with us.
And for being one of the only people to vote for my choice.
Yes.
Thanks,
sorry,
Hannah.
Babe. Thanks, hun. So we've had a lovely day today. Shay's been in the studio. Louise Golby came in to chat with us. Darce came in. We had Red Faces doing a live performance. And the Hunter.
It's been a bloody ruddy show.
And we've had a nice music news and reviews. We've chatted about Lucky Voice. We've chatted about Glastonbury,
Elton 70th,
Community, the festival, which we're really excited to go to because the lineup is sick.
Buy your tickets now.
Get your tickets. So we've been doing a poll today. Glastonbury, last request, my choice. I kissed a girl, I liked it. Versus. Why don't you you break it to everyone who's won?
The thing is, I think because you did that little dance every time you played yours, so I think that helped. But anyway, you've won with 61%.
More than that. We've had another 5 votes with the artist, so I've won by about 82%.
Okay, well, it was 2-2 now. Next week's a big one. But,
thanks for listening, well, guys. Done. And don't, he's just harping on because he lost. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Here we go, Tom.
Ooh, I did like it. This was never